Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome to the Challenge Podcast. In this episode, we're continuing our Meet the Challenger series, and today we've got the lovely Christy Aldridge. Did I pronounce that right? Welcome to the show, Christy.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
How's your day been today? You've been well?
I have. I think I'm starting to get a bit of a cold on this tail end of the challenge, but that's what comes from having two lovely kids. So, yeah, it's probably a good time in getting it now rather than mid-challenge.
Right, yes. Well, would you like to start by, you know, giving us a little bit of an introduction about yourself, maybe, you know, where you're from, what you do for work, and what a normal day looks like for Christy?
Yeah, sure. So not too exciting. I'm a mum of two kids. One's nine, the other one is six. I am 33 years old and I live in sunny Queensland.
Sunny Queensland.
Yeah. So I'm a business owner. My partner and I, we run a local mechanic business here and I do all the bookwork. So basically a lot of sitting down during the day, which isn't always good for getting active and staying in shape, which is one of the reasons that brings me to the challenge.
Yeah. Well, then that leads into my next question then. You know, why did you first choose to start the challenge and join the challenge?
So for this round, I'd previously done the challenge in May last year. I'd had really excellent results and I managed to make it into the top 50, which was awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So following on from that, I tried to stick to a couple of challenges after that, but I ended up dropping out at various stages in the next two challenges just for different life reasons. But in the January one, so we were renovating our house and at the same time we had to move our business, which had been in the same spot for 20 years. So as you can imagine, life was pretty busy, and with two kids and everything else that goes along with it, it just sort of lost my way and found myself piling on the weight and just really wanted to get back to myself. So yeah. I basically signed up to the May challenge and here I am.
Yeah, well, it's lovely to see you in this challenge, and it seems like you're so active over like social media and really involved in the community. Do you think that's something that's helped you to stay on track with this challenge compared to the previous challenges?
Oh, 100%. I've really found that so beneficial and motivating just watching the other people through the social media and through, you know, the live videos that you put up each week and the little challenges that you set us all every week. It's been really fun and I just really enjoy the community as well. So I think that's what keeps me coming back to Maxine's challenge. It's just, it's like a bit of a family, like a fitness family. So
yeah. Lovely. So you've done a few challenges now. So you've done a couple. The first one you did was in May last year, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You're basically a challenge veteran now.
Yeah, I feel that way.
Well, as a challenge veteran, do you have any advice for current challenges? Because, you know, at the moment of recording, we're coming into week 12 and the end of the challenge. You know, do you have any advice for people who are finishing their first challenge?
Oh, I don't know about advice for finishing. I mean, just don't lose your way. After you finish, just have a plan for what you want to do going forward and maybe set yourself some goals so that you have something to work towards. If you're coming back for another challenge, don't use the middle weeks as an excuse just to blow out and go crazy.
Yeah.
It's probably not the best idea. And if you're not, if you're going to continue on your own, just remember everything you've learned from the last 12 weeks and try to put that into something that's going to see you out for the rest of the year or until you come back or find what you're going to do next.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about your lifestyle. So you said that you're a mum, you're a business owner. It sounds like you've got a pretty busy life. How do you balance day-to-day being a human and you're still trying to do things for you? You know, normally the first thing to go is looking after yourself, and we've got other priorities like kids and a business and stuff. How do you stay focused on you?
It helps. I'm pretty fortunate to have a home gym set up in our house. So pretty easy for me once the kids are in bed to go, okay, well, this is me time now. I'm going to go out and get my workout done or just take some time out for me to do what I need to do. That really helps. But yeah, I guess I think you just have to make the time. You have to set aside some time to do that. Otherwise, your mental health will just slip. But you've got to commit to it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the next objection that a lot of people have is when it comes to food, and especially when we've got a family to feed and we're lacking in time and work gets in the way and all the other life stresses get in the way. And, you know, normally we choose to eat faster foods. How has the nutrition plan and maintaining good food behaviors been in the Alderidge family?
So this challenge was my first attempt at Mary's nutrition plan that you guys have in place. And I found it so sustainable and so easy to follow. My daughter loves a lot of the foods that are on there as well, so that really helps. My husband is actually doing the Max's challenge. So he has been following a slightly different plan, and he's been looking at my plan and getting a little bit jealous because of all the yummy foods that I still get to eat.
Yep.
But I guess we just have to work together and we tag team sort of thing. If I'm going out to the gym and he might get the kids' dinner ready and then I'll come in and get his dinner ready, or vice versa, we just have to work together as a team, I guess, and get it done. It's just become part of our routine.
Yeah, yeah. We do get lots of, you know, like husband and wife duos or partner duos. You know, do you have any tips around doing the challenge with a partner, or how you manage to tag team with your kids in having you time?
Like I said before, I think it's a bit easier for us because we do have that gym up in the house. So, you know, we don't have to try to make or set aside time to get to the gym. So basically we've sort of been doing what works for us, and that's working out of a night. But, you know, we're looking forward to the September challenge, and my partner Lonnie's been thinking about maybe starting trying to work out in the morning and then I work out of a night, so that we're not so divided during the busiest part of the night.
Yeah. Well, then talking about your past 12 weeks in this challenge so far, what's your biggest win out of the challenge?
I want to say the front squats that I had set on my plan.
Yeah.
I never attempted those, and I'm just even trying to figure out how to get that bar racked across your shoulders properly without hurting yourself. That was a challenge, and you guys helped me out with a lot with that throughout the social media and through Facebook group. But I mean, aside from that, just as my family and, you know, getting out and about and going for walks and taking the kids for bike rides and just watching my family become more active has been probably the biggest win for me, this challenge. Yeah, I guess it's better than, you know, especially in today's world where it's so easy to see your kids on tablets and watching screens and things like that, getting them outside and getting active and having them see you as a role model for fitness, you know, that's been a pretty big win.
Yeah, so being a role model to the next generation, right?
Yeah.
Well, then on contrast to this, you know, really great win of being a role model, you know, what's been the biggest challenge for you over the past 12 weeks?
It's actually been a pretty smooth run.
It can't be that easy.
Like, the nutrition plan has been amazing. The exercise plans have been great. And you guys just helping out so much in the forums and in the Facebook group, it's been awesome.
We might have to change your name from challenge to something else.
Yeah. I think probably what we touched on before, just the finding that balance, that can be tricky, just finding the balance between family, work, health. It's making time to make your health a priority. That can sometimes be a challenge, and I guess that's something that I'll have going forward as well. It's always going to be something I have to make work.
Yeah. Well, you said that you were joining us for the September challenge. Do you have any big, audacious, crazy goal that you'd like to achieve one day?
Nothing crazy. I think at this stage, I don't feel like I'm done yet. I want to, you know, put on a bit more muscle mass and lose a bit more body fat, I think, as we all do. But, yeah, I guess I just want to commit to another 12 weeks and see it through. Like, I know I fell off the wagon once before trying to do that, so I'd love to get to the end of the next 12 weeks and then, yeah, see where I go from there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, as you experience, it's so easy to fall off the bandwagon, and sometimes that's simply, kind of like what I talk about in some of the live videos that I do, it's simply just because we have no really clear goal. So if your goal is to do the next challenge, that's amazing. But I'm going to challenge you to start thinking about other challenges that you can try. Let's say, you know, run a marathon, or, you know, try to do a powerlifting competition, or, you know, take up a new physical hobby, maybe with your family, and go rock climbing or hiking or something like that.
Yeah. I've been speaking to another lady in the challenge who does some of those obstacle courses, and it's know, sparked my interest, but I'm just not sure if I'm...
I'll commit, you know, doing the, some of those obstacle course races, like, you know, your Tough Mudders, your Barton races. There's one in Melbourne, I don't know if it's up in Queensland, Miss Muddy it's called. It's like a mud run just for females. Yeah, they challenge your body in a different way, and I guess challenges you mentally because, you know, you're running through icy water, or I'm trying to climb over an obstacle and such.
So,
Do it. I think you'll love it. Now, finally, you know, do you have any just general advice? We touched on a little bit earlier. Any other general advice you'd give to people who are doing the challenge, or maybe are sitting on the edge of considering doing the challenge, or even just people who are trying to be fit and healthy? Do you have any advice for them?
I think just especially for people going into the challenge, and don't compare yourself to other people, really. You know, you just need to run your own race, and, you know, compare yourself to yourself 12 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. I guess that's about all I can offer.
I guess in the world of social media, it's so easy to start comparing ourselves with what other people are doing. So like you said, you know, you are really just comparing yourself to yourself. And, you know, sometimes we want to look at the day-to-day comparison, like, oh, what did I look like yesterday? What did I look like the day before that? But then when we take a step back and we start to think, oh, what did I do last week, last month, last year? That's when we start seeing this, you know, massive difference, right?
And it is great having that through like things like Instagram or photos in your phone even, or just recording your measurements and being able to look back and go, oh, wow, you know, look how far I've come, and look what I can do now that I couldn't do then. But, yeah compare to yourself only. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing.
No.
Use that inspiration.
Yeah. Do you take a lot of bathroom selfies and gym selfies?
I do the odd gym, what is it, the flex, you know,
the for the flex Friday. Flex Friday that we do,
I love a good flex Friday.
Friday with flex, it's a big deal.
It's all good fun though. And that's the other thing, get involved in the community. It's really helped just to keep spurring you along, and it's nice to see everybody else having a win. And, I just really enjoy that part of the challenge.
Lovely. That's great to hear. Well, look, we'll wrap it up there. I'd like to thank you for donating your time to be part of the challenge podcast here. Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you in September.
Thanks, Steve. Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.